This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh my, the air quality, the worst it's ever been in New York City. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, we gotta start here folks. I described it the other day as impossible to see. It looked like smoke was being pumped into the city, and not just there, but all the way up and down the East Coast. But it really is particularly gnarly. Oh, I love that word. When it comes to what it looks like outside, I mean, it is smothering the East Coast. This, of course, from the 400-plus wildfires burning across the border in Canada, and it is unfathomable to think about what it is. It really is. I've never seen anything like this. So to give you an idea of how bad, how awful the air is, the mayor of New York City told people just stay in. Don't go outside. If you don't have to go outside, stay inside, no matter what kind of health that you have. The air quality, the worst air quality that you can have, the measurement of the particles, is 500. In New York, at one point, measured at 480. Unheard of. But pretty much 400 the entire day. And it's been that way for the last couple of days. The impact of the wildfire, the smoke, unbelievable. It's just a heat dome that has helped the fires spread. Daily life there, impossible. I was on a call earlier in the day, and the people on the call were from New York, and at first I didn't really connect it. They kept saying that it was like Armageddon. It was awful. It was just a yellow sky. It absolutely looked like they were someplace else. And then I started to really put it together, and we started to talk about the mushroom cloud that just shrouds the Manhattan skyline. And this is smoke from hundreds of wildfires, which is so crazy to think about, in Canada, that has upended whatever the rhythm is of anyone's daily life. And not just in New York, but for tens of millions of Americans. Code red is the air quality, all the way to the Carolinas, by the way. But it was really haunting in New York City. I mean, that thick haze shrouding the Statue of Liberty, the skyscrapers, delayed a baseball game at Yankee Stadium, forced flights to stop into LaGuardia Airport because of low visibility. People wearing masks outside. City events completely canceled. Wow. And like I said, it's not just there, all the way down to the Carolinas. In Philly, schools canceled, field trips canceled. Everything was moved inside, if it could be moved inside, or postponed. In Washington, monuments along National Mall also shrouded in gloom. Commuters there wearing masks for the first time in years had nothing to do with the pandemic. Nothing. The air quality off the charts. Off the charts. Right? This is the 400 active fires. 240 of those fires out of control. In Quebec, there's at least 154 fires that have been recorded. These fires, by the way, are believed completely across the board man-made started. But they're so busy trying to put them out. That's the least of the concerns. It's just trying to get the unprecedented amount of smoke and fire out. out, done, period. Wow. I mean, wow. I can't imagine, but I can because it's happening, right? So it's weird because we always think of wildfires as what? A problem in the West. I'm always talking about California this time of year, or Oregon, or Washington, or other states there, but not talking about the East Coast, not talking about all the way down to the South, to parts of the South. So this is, needless to say, incredibly, incredibly dramatic. And what can be done? Nothing. The United States is helping to put out the flights, the fires. They've sent firemen there. 600 firefighters and personnel, equipment, water bombers to help Canada battle the infernos. Unnatural strength with these wildfires. Just keep on pumping that toxic air and smoke over the border and over American cities. So big cities, small cities, does not matter. Wow. I mean, it is an unbelievable sight to see what people are looking out windows and seeing and being told, you know, really, don't go out if you don't have to go out. Not just if you have something that's wrong with you, some kind of lung capacity limitation. No, no, no. We're talking about anyone. All right, despite all of this, tick, 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 time keeps rolling and more Republicans throw their name into the ring to run for president of the United States. And, of course, just officially, that includes Mike Pence, who didn't mince words. He said the president should never, the former president, Donald Trump, should never be president again. Never be president. He talked about issues ranging from Ukraine to Social Security. He said he's in it to win it, and it's full speed ahead. There are now 12 Republicans who are going for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We talked about Chris Christie, who's in full campaign mode, and the rest of the recent candidates for that office. But Mike Pence certainly, he kept hinting at it. We knew it was going to happen. He held a town hall. It was on CNN to talk about what he thought of his former boss and why he should be president and why Trump should never be president. He said at one point, the American people deserve to know on that day. President Trump also demanded I choose between him and the Constitution. Now voters will be faced with the same choice. I chose the Constitution. I always will. There was roaring applause from the crowd at Des Moines Area Community College, which is where he was holding this, or he was part of this town hall anyway, and he emphasized again and again that Donald Trump should never be president again for his actions in the aftermath of the 2020 election. So now we're talking about a guy who's been polling in the single digits, who's out there toe-to-toe with everybody else, including Chris Christie, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Carolina, former one, Nikki Haley, and so many others who want the office. Coming up next, polls, polls, polls. Do they really tell the truth? What does that mean?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
When my baby moved out and the blue moved in, there wasn't nothing I could do but mosey around with my head in my hands. Lord, what am I coming to? I just keep moaning, moaning the blue.
All right, so polls, how accurate are they? A lot of people have been asking me that question, and it is interesting. I looked at a couple of different surveys, did a little research on this, and just a year ago, I found this from the Pew Research Center, that the 2016 and 2020 presidential elections, which made many of us wonder about polls, like pre-election polls, and trying to figure out the strength of support for various candidates, including, of course, former President Donald Trump and other Republican candidates, but all the other topics that come out, too, as well. And there are benchmark responses. The closer a poll estimate is to the benchmark, the more accurate it is considered to be. And that's looking back at past research. That's what Pew did. Polling errors are larger for some topics, like political engagement, right? And it might be related to the person who's doing the poll and their willingness to take surveys. So check this out. Across 26 topics that were asked about in the Pew Center's new analysis at the time, was actually just less than a year ago, the poll estimates differed from the U.S. government benchmarks by an average of 4 points. That's why I always say the margin of error. So polling was very accurate for topics like employment, marital status, home ownership. Very, very accurate. Not so accurate when it came to data on taking the COVID-19 vaccine doses. There, it was 66% to 67%. And it's really interesting going through, and I really poured through this, because, again, we talk about this so often. And I say this, that there's a reason why pollsters make a unbelievable amount of money, like the Gallup poll, etc., because the people, especially when you're talking about election years that are coming up and big ones like presidential elections, they want to know. They're reading the tea leaves. The people that are pumping money into systems that are trying to get people elected or trying to figure out what are people thinking, that's why they pay for it, because of knowing that they can read the tea leaves a little bit better. So, you know, you looked at anything that happened to do with work, owning their home, like I said, only speak English at home, 80% accurate. But then you get down to questions like smoke cigarettes every day, vape every day, live in a single adult household, all of that, and then looking at the benchmarks and the Pew numbers, they were close but not completely level. It's like the debate we had, and still it happens, over defunding the police. But remember how particularly hot that was about defunding the police? Well, if you go back just another year and you go to a 2021 Center poll, they found that 15% of U.S. adults favor decreasing spending on policing in their area. So that kind of an estimate could be 4 points too high or 4 points too low. But still, according to Pew, conveys the correct narrative that decreasing such spending is not a broadly held view, which it wasn't in many, many, many areas where there were these really serious discussions. And then there were just topics that are too hard for polling to say that you can be completely, you know, accurate within that 4 points or much better than the 4 points, especially talking about financial hardship, that kind of thing. Looking at asking people about retirement accounts and other specific questions like that, and not getting answers that really measure up in the right direction. Looking at the benchmark, looking at what Pew's Research Center came up with. So it's interesting, because large errors on some variables is a reminder that polling is what, my friends, and I always say this all the time, there's no 100% in our world. It's imperfect. And the pollster, it's their responsibility to look at the errors when they come up and make efforts to kind of correct them. Right? Because there's so many people that rely on polling data, or they wouldn't pay for it. People in business, politics, religion, education, despite some of the discrepancies that we have seen in recent elections. I mean, and 2016 was a good example, because in some of the polls, they showed Hillary Clinton narrowly, very closely, but narrowly beating Donald Trump. And then what happened, of course, he won the 2016 election, right? And look, it has the power to help influence crucial decisions. But there are limitations when it comes to polls. And that's why I say you can't completely rely on it. But I think, for one, the sample size isn't big enough. You have to have, for a representative poll of any kind of public opinion, you need to ask a large enough sample of the population. I know this has happened to you. And now, since we're back walking around again, well, except for if you live in one of those places where it's like Mars the last couple of days, do people try to stop you to say, will you take the survey? Yes. Yes. And it doesn't always have to do with politics. A lot of times it has to do with lifestyle or something else. So that's my answer to the questions I constantly get, and I've gotten a lot lately, about polls. So speaking of polls, I have one for you. Economist YouGov poll, they did a poll on Biden's age concerns among independents. Nearly half of independent voters say the president's health and age severely limit his ability to fulfill his duties as a U.S. leader. Now, this poll was just conducted last week after, of course, the president took a little bit of a spill on stage during that Air Force Academy graduation ceremony. 48% of independent voters were in the severely limit category. 29% said it would have little effect on his ability to do the job, compared with 8%, only 8, who said it would have no effect at all. No effect at all. But now, again, here is how many people were sampled. The poll surveyed 1,500 U.S. adults, had a margin of error of plus or minus 2.8 percentage points. So you can do with that information what you will. And there were others that were thrown into this poll who were older, like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. 35% said his age and health would have little effect on his ability to do his job, with 28 saying it would severely limit his ability. So 35%, little effect, 28%, severely limited. He's 81 years old. I mean, and this question comes up a lot, and it will come up with Republicans, certainly in the debates that'll happen about age, and should that be a factor or not. It's already been asked many times, of especially the Republicans running, from DeSantis to Nikki Haley to whoever. I mean, for goodness sake, you had Don Lemon from CNN who got fired, especially because, and related to the reaction to him saying 50 for a woman was way past your prime, when he was talking about Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina. So these are polls that we're going to start to see more and more of, more polls about all kinds of things related to politics, because, again, in trying to read the tea leaves and looking for information, this is the best way to do it for, or traditionally the way it's done, for many of the people who are moving money behind candidates or looking at whatever they can gather as far as what are the big concerns and what are people thinking about. Coming up, we have a mailbag. We got questions from people like Jax, who says, Kate, is Kilauea erupting? I saw some really awesome video, and I'm hoping it's not old footage. Tell me. I got the answer next.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Officials in Philadelphia say a busy stretch of Interstate 95 is closed indefinitely after a tanker truck fire caused the collapse of a freeway overpass. Governor Josh Shapiro says it could take months to rebuild the infrastructure. North Dakota Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Doug Burgum says he's staying focused on what he considers the nation's priorities. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Burgum says if elected, he would visit the southern border within his first 2 weeks in office. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling espionage charges against former President Trump, quote, ridiculous. Appearing on ABC's This Week, the South Carolina Republican insisted Trump is not a spy and never shared top-secret material with the media. Novak Djokovic wins the French Open on Sunday for his record-setting 23rd Grand Slam title. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Yes, we have a ton of mail to get to. I'm going to try to really rip through it, so let's dive in. Jax asked the question about Kilauea and what was going on. Was it old video he had seen? No, it's not Memorex. So the volcano on Hawaii's Big Island erupted on Wednesday after a three-month pause. Lava at the summit of the crater was as high as 200 feet. But that lava flow isn't expected to be any kind of a threat to the public because sometimes it can get bad. If you remember in 2018, I mean, it was hitting a lot of small towns and destroyed hundreds of homes, the flow of lava. And, of course, they always keep a close eye outside the caldera. That's what they call it, toward the what they call the rift zones. But it's contained within that summit. So it is eye candy to look at it. But it's not anything that looks like it's going to flow into some of those small towns. It happened right before dawn. It was at like 4:45 in the morning, and it is pretty cool to see it. It is cool to see it. I was on the Big Island years and years ago, and I had the pleasure of not seeing that, though not really exploding, but seeing some of the lava coming out and what that was like and how it on the one side goes all the way down and drips toward the water. It's really strange. Just kind of falls off a, almost looks like a cliff, boom, down to a beach and into the water. I mean, large amounts of volcanic gas. And what you get there is you get water vapor and carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide, and it's continuously released during the eruptions from the summit. And it's weird because, you know, we were talking about the horrible haze, awful choking smoke because of the wildfires. You get a different kind of haze from the volcano. They call it VOG. Isn't that a wild term, VOG? So, oh, it's this volcanic smoke, you know, smog. Really smog, volcanic smog, and that's what you see downwind of Kilauea. They started to get like these tremors, and then they knew, yeah, there probably is a chance we could really see a little bit of a spew. So there you go, Jax. It is the real thing. Then we got this one from Max, who says, hey, Kate, who, I can't even keep score anymore. It seems like now a lot of people are declaring they're running for president, at least on the Republican side. Who is running for president in 2024? Hey, I'll tell you one that kind of went under the wire, maybe didn't, is North Dakota's Doug Burgum. He's a long shot for sure, but he is running. He announced that he's running too. I mean, so now you got... And by the way, Democrats, it's not just Biden who's the incumbent. You have Kennedy, you have Marianne Williamson, who's declared, you know, that she's running. But you have Burgum, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, you have Larry Elder, Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, you have Donald Trump, of course, who's leading the polls. You have the entrepreneur and author, Vivi, they call him Vivi, Vivek Ramaswamy, announced that he was running. He's a wealthy entrepreneur, and he's the author of a book called Woke Inc. Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam. And he actually declared that he was running way back in February. He would be considered a long shot, of course, as well. One of the things he talks about is raising the voting age to 25. So that's who's in now. There's probably a couple more that are also going to jump in. Maybe, like, I would think there's been conversation about Liz Cheney. I mean, it doesn't mean that she will, but a lot of conversation about Liz Cheney. As for if you're questioning, who's Doug Burgum? He's the former North Dakota governor. So he announced that he's going to do it. And he's a tech entrepreneur turned governor who was first elected. He was first elected in 2016. He won a three-way race with 77% of the vote. So and he is the current North Dakota governor, and he's pretty popular, obviously, if you look at the percentage of the vote. And he argues he's always been underestimated, and there's no one in the race who appeals to what he calls the 60% of Americans that are the silent majority. All right, what else is cooking out there that's on your mind? Well, how about this? This one is from Chris, who says, Kate, you know, there's so much conversation about student debt relief and what was being canceled and what wasn't, what was possibly still going to make it through. And then there was conversation that it wasn't going to be, especially after what happened with the debt ceiling. Yeah, you know, the follow-up to that is, and I'm assuming it might be that you're looking, and maybe I shouldn't, but maybe you're looking at this because you have student debt. But the president on Wednesday vetoed a bill that would have repealed months of student loan payment forbearance and banned his up to $20,000 in debt forgiveness, regardless of how the Supreme Court rules on the legality of the program, because they're supposed to do that this month. So the resolution called House Joint Resolution 45 passed the House in May and the Senate last week. And if Biden hadn't vetoed the measure, borrower advocates worried that 40 million student loan borrowers could have faced back pay for those paused payments and had new interest charges added to their debt would have been one thing. They also raised concerns that debt cancellation borrowers recently, what they received, would be reversed, right? So after vetoing the resolution, he said it's a shame for working families across the country that lawmakers continue to pursue this unprecedented attempt to deny critical relief to millions of their own constituents. And he said, I remain committed to continuing to make college affordable and providing this critical relief to those that borrow as they work to recover from a once-in-a-century pandemic. Right? So the measure is likely probably dead now. If it didn't pass the House and Senate with enough votes to override a presidential veto, so that's where we're really at. There's a lot of political pull and push over that. That's where we are at this point, right? That's it. So, let's ask a valid question, right? Because you've heard a lot of different things about that. All right, let's move on to this one. It's pretty interesting. This one is from Bay, who says, hi, I've never emailed the show, but Kate, I do listen when I can. I don't know if you were a fan of Beverly Hills 90210. Sad story about Shannon Daugherty. You know, so much was always made about some of the kooky things that happened to her along the way after the show. But now it's pretty sad about the cancer battle that she's in. She has breast cancer that apparently has spread to her brain. Boy, it makes you feel old when you realize I was just a kid watching them, and I think she pretty much was just a kid, and now she's 52, but very sad to hear that story. Yeah, she did, you know, there was these announcements that were coming out that, ooh, it was looking bad, and her cancer was getting worse and that kind of thing, because she made her diagnosis public. I want to say it, like last summer, because there was a lawsuit filed against her from her former business manager, and she says that the manager, because I remember the story, it was huge, she said that the manager ignored a bill for her Screen Actors Guild health insurance back in 2014, and she didn't visit her doctors as she was uninsured. And then she got her diagnosis, and she was informed her cancer had spread when she didn't go to the doctors and she was uninsured. You know, this is the rallying cry of so many, and this became a story that a lot of people were following, even if they had no idea who the actress, you know, was. So she now they're saying, they said then chemo and radiation were necessary and, you know, all of that. And so she's been very public, and I think that's what people know. She's been very public about her battle. And, you know, she said something interesting, that her dog was the first to detect her cancer because the dog was obsessively sniffing her right side, and that's where the tumor was. You know, they say that dogs can sense things. And so that was kind of the push to say something else must be going on here. But anyway, thanks for that question. Yeah, it does seem like a long time ago, which it was a long time ago, 90210. And I think at one point I watched probably a few of those. I was doing TV news, and I can remember having weird hours. And you were kind of a captive audience. There wasn't all of these streaming possibilities and things that you look at now or pay attention to, and that was what I call a I'm too tired to change the channel show. You just plop down, it's on, or you just turn on, it's like, eh, okay, what's going on here? Yeah, and that's it, and you just kind of watch it. So don't know a lot about it. I just know that it was one of those shows that was on and was very, at one point, very, very, very popular. Thanks for all of your emails. As you can see, A to Z, we get a treasure trove of different things that people are thinking about. You can email me day or night, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Rory McIlroy, furious, feels like a sacrificial lamb, as do others. The Saudis and the PGA, oh my, the reaction.
I just don't know, and I try to let you know just how I feel. Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, I'm about to get upset. I'm watching my TV, checking out the news. I tell my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day there's just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change my brand is anybody's guess. So I'm watching it.
Our final seg of this jam-packed hour. First of all, I've got to say this. This whole merger with the Live Tour backed by the Saudis is really outrageous and has really jammed up so many people in a way you could say, well, poo-hoo for those poor golfers. But what is also so interesting is the human rights violations. All of that was kicked up by the PGA Tour Commish, Jay Monahan, and boy, did he go for the money when it came down to it. And let me explain this. So the Saudi-backed Live Tour has gotten a lot of criticism because it is backed by the Saudis. And you remember the journalist, Khashoggi, the Washington Post journalist, who was chopped into bits, supposedly, at Mohammed bin Salman's request because of things that he was saying about the government, things that he was reporting that apparently he didn't like. And that's never been fully I mean, it's been said, it's been nailed, knocked down, all that stuff, but then that was the end of the story. It kind of just went away. And then a myriad of other human rights atrocities, but all that swept under the rug. And, of course, the Saudis have massive, let me say this again, massive amounts of money. And the idea, they call it sports washing. The idea is, hey, we like sport. We're getting into sports. And we'll pay all this money. We'll get all these famous people to do X, Y, Z. We want our sports. We'll pay for it. Poof. They'll take the money. And this makes us look different in the eyes of many, maybe in the West or not. But that's the whole idea. And it's called the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. That's specifically where the money comes from. But what happened is that golfers, many of the top golfers in the world, were offered insane amounts of money, right? Like Phil Mickelson, $200 million just to sign up for it, which he took. And Brooks Koepka, also same thing, a handful of them, so many. And then you had guys like Rory McIlroy. He was offered $300 million. He said no. Tiger Woods was offered $700 million. He said no. And they became the great defenders of the PGA Tour. The tour has been good to me, and I backed the tour. And, of course, the commissioner of the tour loved that. And so now you've got life going on in the PGA and this big announcement, and all of the golfers were notified at like an ungodly hour, something like 5:30 in the morning, that this story was breaking. And Jay Monahan himself said, I know people are going to call me a hypocrite. He held his own little press conference, if you will. But Rory McIlroy was asked about it because he's playing in the Canadian Open. And at the Canadian Open, that's a fair question. This is everything that's being questioned. So in front of the mics, he said, look, he's resigned to the fact that the PGA Tour will accept money from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, but he's satisfied that LIV Golf, that league, won't be part of the alliance. He said, I still hate LIV. I hate LIV. I hope it goes away. And I would fully expect that it does. I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour. It is very different. So he's one of the most outspoken loyalists in this 18-month battle with this tour for the best players in the world. And even said he still has confidence in Jay Monahan, but that it's hard for him to not sit in front of the mics and feel like a sacrificial lamb, feeling like he put himself out there, and this is what happens, right? So, of course, Monahan has been criticized for keeping PGA Tour members, including McIlroy, in the dark during all these negotiations with the governor of the Sovereign Wealth Fund, the finances, you know, they're financing the LIV Golf. And conveniently, Monahan would be the CEO of the new company. What will be interesting is people that go out and watch golf, will in any way that affect the galleries? Will people stop going to see it? Will that have any impact, you know, whatsoever? Because 30 PGA Tour members for competing in that, in the LIV Golf tournaments, were suspended, including Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka. These are all just big names in the PGA Tour and many others, right? But they all got those text messages very early in the morning about the partnership. So can you imagine if they had no clue and they just say, hey, you're getting a text, guess what? The Saudis want to spend money in golf, and it's not going to stop. And so we're going to hook these tours together in an unexpected partnership. And in the end, I mean, what's McIlroy, what are the other ones going to say? They're going to say, ultimately, it's better for the game, for the bigger picture down the line. I mean, that's what they're going to say. Because if they want to compete, I mean, if they're going to compete, they're going to stay on that tour. But it just goes to show you, follow the money in a much different way, right? Follow the money. All right, speaking of the money of a different sort, who do you have money on, or do you even care, the NBA Finals? I'm going to throw this in because it is the Finals after all, and you got a smaller market team like the Nuggets, and we have people in Colorado listening. The Nuggets beat the Heat 109-94, so they have a 2-1 edge in the series. They have an incredible player in Nikola Jokic, who had a 32-21-10, that's called a triple-double, scoring across the board. So he really led his Nuggets to that Game 3 win. They're looking really good. And because my nephew, gosh, it just shows you how tough when you're in certain fields to get a job in a field you like. He is like a new media kid. He got a broadcast degree from Syracuse, scraped up money, tried to do whatever he could to go to Syracuse, grew up in the neighborhood that I grew up where my family is, and Lionel Messi is making a stunning move. Trust me, there's a connection here. A stunning move to Major League Soccer, Inter Miami CF. So the superstar, the Argentinian superstar, made that big announcement. And remember, the 2022 World Cup winner was Argentina. And he played for Barcelona at one point. He's been linked to that club. But the Saudis really wanted him to come and play, and they were throwing all kinds of money at him. But ultimately, he decided to go to Miami. The connection with my nephew is it took the kid, and he was hustling and doing what he could to make some money, but it took him a year to finally get a job that he wanted. He grew up playing soccer, loves soccer and sports, but especially soccer. And Lionel Messi would have been one of his heroes as a kid. I can remember going to see him play whenever I was back in New Jersey. And you always talk to me about that. He'd say, Aunt Kate, I like soccer. And I'd go and watch the games. And I would think it was so weird that you couldn't cheer because parents were so out of control. They told me, don't cheer loudly. You can clap. It can be polite applause, but don't cheer. If Griffin scores a goal, don't cheer. So anyway, he got a job with Miami maybe two months ago, and then this happened, and he is beside himself as he works on the social media and the video for the club and does all of that. It's just funny how things happen, isn't it? But this is a big story in itself because Messi turned down the Saudi money and now is going to a club that is in last place, but that'll change with him there. He's one of the premier players of all time, and that is huge. Huge, huge, huge for Miami. David Beckham, one of the owners of that Miami club, and I'm sure he had whatever he could do probably to convince Messi to play. That's a very big, big, big win for them. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. As I've been saying lately, it is a crazy world out there. Be safe, be sane, be happy, for goodness sake. This is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.